Well, it's kind of a just like through the way what's the really based upon the natural function.
My name is Luna Lapelita. I'm going to perform my piece for violin and it channels the day four in Café Otto. Where we're going to have the live performances. So the opening of the exhibition is the 4th of June. But the night before we have live performances
now. Really, I've kind of left that well alone. Yeah. I've kind of based my work more upon the lines of, let's say, artists like Andrea Polly, whose work necessarily isn't kind of musically bound. It's more of a scientific base. It's for either people with visual disabilities, so they can hear representations of data, or just exploring the natural.
I have a problem with what sound art is to begin with. Like, I think there's a very thin line between sound art and sound design, where a lot of people will associate sound design with sound for film, and I think that's completely wrong.
The future of sound art, I don't know, it's a very young genre which is appropriating history where it can do, so it's quite an exciting time to be involved in it, because you can actually sort of have some impact in where it's going to go.
I think it's got a good future. I think it's a young medium. I think also that now that art isn't about the object and the sculpture, it's a physical thing, we are moving into time-based performance. Time is an intrinsic part of sound.
It's a question of what the musical performance is, and I guess people come to the performances for the whole experience, which is not just listening, which is seeing as well and experiencing things through seeing what's happening. And if you don't see anything, then I guess the experience is cut into half. You lose half of the whole thing. I think that's the question of what the musical performance is.
One thing I've always struggled with is the difference between sound art and music, and I think really it's just in the intention of the composer or creator.
As I'm using sound from, normal life, sound, you may ignore in your normal life. I want to find some kind of different point of view of the sound itself. So sound art could be, anything.
I think it's just a logical step forward for people that have spent a lot of their time with music, maybe, or just with sound. If you're interested in sound, it kind of ties everything together. I mean, obviously sound art's very broad, so it brings together kind of musicians and artists and just generally everybody. It's quite like that, really.
I'm John Hawken. I'm a sound artist. I'm currently interested in kind of mathematical functions and how and chaos and how they affect music in various different ways.
Right, my name is Taigen Kobe. I'm sound artist basically into improvisation performance or field recording stuff.
My name is Matthew Alani, sound artist and hardware hacker. my main interest in hardware hacking is the repurposing of boring office equipment, using it for something a little bit more exciting. It's always something which surprises people when they come to an installation and see a printer or a scanner making some sweet sounds.
This is something that you're going to want to listen to on a regular basis.
So, yeah, I enjoy composing and also writing Maximus P patches. I think there's a lot to be said for creating your own tools. I use it mainly for interactive stuff, so for my hardware hacking, interfacing with the physical world. So if I want to control motors or get information from sensors, temperature or light or anything like that, then use that to play around with sound.
Edwin Matthews. Originally, I'm more of a electronic musician. I've been writing about noise. It's kind of like really made me realise how our cities just get louder and louder, and more people move to the cities because of work. When it comes to the sound map that I've made, is that I've never been to New York City until March, like this year, and I was just blown away by the noise. You know, it's over the top. It's absolutely insane. It's twice as busy on the streets as it is here. The subway, you can hear the subway on street level. You've got people talking, you've got loud music coming out of like speakers in Times Square, you've got the flickering of the lights, you've got bands playing on corners. It's just really interesting because before doing sound or before doing this project, I never really used to listen out for sounds that much. And walking around with a headset and a microphone in your hand, you really just pick out sounds. And you like, you know, the slightest tremble of the ground, like you just feel it. And you're walking down a road and you can hear a little bit of a gas leak somewhere, and you can just hear it out, you know, and you're instantly drawn to it. And I think that's what I'm hoping that people get out of it, and they can go away and think, oh wow, you know, you've picked so much stuff out through sound. Hopefully, like, you know, I'm gonna give it a go myself, walk down the street and just really listen to my surroundings.
My name is Laurinos Lubis, and I'm composer, sound/sound artist. Well, the film is about a guy who's a conductor in his midlife crisis, who's fed up with his sort of, I don't know, daily life, you know, routine, and especially with his job, you know, because he's a conductor. Every day he hears the same music, the same classical music. He met a guy, basically, in a bar. A very happy guy who's working as a caretaker in that concert hall, which at the end the caretaker teaches the conductor to listen to everyday sounds and how beautiful they are if you just try to listen to them.
Thank you.
And so those sound combinations will eventually evolve to a massive orchestral score.
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, especially when you do performance with laptop. Yeah, of course the music or sound itself is good. The performance itself is, of course, interesting, but sometimes, yeah, some interactive performance by laptop, more, you know, yeah. sounds more interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know, and also, like, for the live performance, like, I think for people using some instruments in the live performance, I think they all experience the problem of how to play the instrument and to play the laptop at the same time. Like, how, because you just have two hands and you can't do too many things. So that's the question of how to.
We need the interfaces to catch up with the program. Powerful tools, but no powerful ways to control them.
Rowan.
This one.
Twister.
A-R.
Meal all day.
Not say that.
E-V-O-N-R-S-T.
Pause.
I have no idea how they'll react to it. It's going to be hopefully in a darkened room with the strobe light on. Hopefully it's going to be a fairly intense experience for them. Something akin to kind of like going raving, but not as loud.
Well, the common theme is installation. So it's an immersive experience. You actually walk inside the work.
The ELSA 2009 Sound Arts Exhibition is being held at the Elevator Gallery in Hackney Wick. It opens on Friday the 5th of June and goes on till Sunday the 7th of June. The opening times are midday till 5pm. And you can get more information on the emerging London sound artists at elsa2009.org.